Edward surveys Wayne briefly, the vague glimpse of a smug sneer on his face. It's the kind of look where you just know he's thinking something like, look at that, the old bastard is trying to get fit and sweat out the decades of abuse.
Out for a run, Mr. Schmidt?
Wayne glances at the two guys in the car briefly before answering between slightly puffed breaths. What's it look like?
Good to stay fit. I might go for a trot later myself. But still, nothing beats cruising around in this car. You're a mechanic. You get it, yeah?
Easy when someone else is driving.
Gash doesn't mind. Do you, Gash?
Gash shakes his head silently at Edward and turns back to Wayne.
See? He doesn't mind. And besides, I say where we go.
Your old man buy you that thing?
Nah, I bought it myself.
That'd be a first.
Ha! Maybe I could bring it in for a service sometime.
I don't work with computers.
That's okay, I don't either.
You don't work at all.
Ooh.
Edward snickers at the swipe, but Wayne's comment has stung him a bit.
Gash, pull over, mate.
The car swerves and pulls up to a stop in front of Wayne. Wayne stops jogging, tense. Edward gets out and leans on the roof. Gash follows, staring unwavering at Wayne.
Well, that's not true, Wayne. I actually work quite hard. In fact, that's why I wanted to have a chat with you. Have you seen Axel lately? I want to catch up with him.
Wayne doesn't answer. He's a little more concerned and cautious now.
See, it's just that he seems to have gone AWOL, and I wanted to know if he's keen to come to a party next week.
Still no answer from Wayne. He's stiffened a bit and is sweating more, but he holds his ground.
I mean, I know he's a big boy now, and you probably don't see him much anymore, especially considering all the trouble he's been in. But I just reckon, because you're his dad, you might know where he is. I don't want to get involved in any family squabbles or anything like that. I'm just concerned for him. Do you know if he's okay?
Wayne starts jogging again, throwing Edward a dirty look. He knows the little bastard is baiting him and he's starting to get angry. Push off, Owen, you mongrel. Edward shouts after him.
I hope he is okay. I really do. I hope nothing bad's happened to him. He could be a danger to himself. Or others. You just never know with junkies, do you? No idea where he is? Wayne-o?
Mind your own fucking business.
Right. Okay. Well, I guess if you do see him, can you please tell him to give me a bell? Enjoy your little trot now, Schmitty. Come on, Gash. Let's go get some coffee, eh?
The car immediately speeds off into the distance from the direction it came. Wayne slows down to a stop, puts his hands on his hips, and breathes deeply, turning to watch the car drive away.